Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack is a young boy. He lives in a small house with his mother. They have got a cow. Its name is Milky White. Jack and his mother work hard. They water the plants, chop wood, and milk their cow every day. One day, a giant comes to the village. He takes the money of all the people there. Then he runs away. Now, Jack and his mother are very poor. They haven't got any money or food.
"What can we do now, Mom?" asks Jack. "We are very hungry, and we haven't got anything to eat," he says.
"We must sell our cow, Milky White," answers his mother. "Then we can buy some seeds and plant them. We can have some food again." She is very sad. The next day, Jack takes Milky White to the market. He meets an old man there. The old man has got 5 beans in his hand. He says,
"I want to buy your cow. I can give you 5 beans. They are magic beans. You can grow a magic beanstalk with them."
Jack is very excited. He takes the beans. Then he gives Milky White to the old man. Jack comes home. He is very happy. He shows the beans to his mother and says,
"Look at these beans, Mother. They are magic beans," and
his mother is very angry.
"We haven't got any money, and you sell our cow for 5 beans?"
she shouts. She throws the beans out of the window. That night, Jack and his mother can't eat anything. They haven't got any food. They are very hungry and sad. They go to bed early. The next morning, Jack gets up very early. He looks out of the window and he sees a giant beanstalk. He is very surprised. The beanstalk is so tall that it reaches the sky.
"Wow," he says, "it is very tall. I can't see the top."
He goes out into the garden quickly. He climbs the beanstalk and reaches the top. He can't believe his eyes. He sees a huge castle there. He knocks on the door of the castle. A female giant opens the door. She looks at Jack. She is surprised.
"Hello," shouts Jack. "I'm very hungry. Can I have some breakfast, please?"
"Breakfast? You can't have breakfast here," she says. "My husband is here. He eats little boys for breakfast."
At that moment, they hear a loud voice.
"Dee, fi, fo, fum. Yeah, I'm hungry. I want my breakfast."
"Oh no," says the female giant. "It's my husband. Be quick. Get in the cupboard. He can't see you there."
Jack hides in the cupboard. He is very scared. The giant walks into the room. He is big, fat, and ugly.
"I'm very hungry. I can eat 3 cows," he says.
Then he stops.
"Yummy, yummy, yummy. I can smell a boy. Oh," he shouts.
"A boy," says the woman. "There isn't a boy here. Now go and wash your hands. Your breakfast is ready."
The giant sits down and eats his breakfast. Then he puts a big bag on the table. There are some gold coins in the bag. He starts to count the gold coins.
1, 2, 3.
Then he falls asleep. Jack gets out of the cupboard. He sees the gold coins.
"These are our gold coins," he thinks. "The giant is a thief."
He walks slowly to the table.
He moves quietly. He wants to take the gold coins, but the giant wakes up!
Yummy, yummy, yummy! I can smell a boy!
The giant shouts. Jack runs and jumps in a big pot. There is soup in the pot. Jack hides in the pot and waits. The giant's wife comes into the room. She is carrying a hen. She puts the hen on the table.
Look, this is your favorite hen, she says.
The giant and his wife watch the hen. Jack watches the hen too. The hen lays an egg. It is a golden egg. The giant is very happy.
Bring my golden harp, he says.
His wife brings the golden harp. The golden harp plays a beautiful tune.
I'm hungry, shouts the giant. I want some soup.
The giant's wife puts the big pot on the table. Then she gives the giant some soup. Jack falls into the giant's bowl with a splash. The giant sees Jack.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I can smell a boy,
he shouts. The giant stands up. He tries to catch Jack, but he can't. Jack jumps off the table. He takes the golden harp and the bag of coins. Then he starts to run away. The hen goes with him too. The giant is very angry. He can't catch Jack and the hen. The hen runs very fast. Jack and the hen get out of the castle. They come to the beanstalk. Jack throws the bag of gold coins. It falls down into Jack's garden. Then he takes the golden harp and the hen. He starts to climb down the beanstalk. The giant sees Jack and shouts,
Fee, fi, fo, fum!
And he starts climbing down the beanstalk too. Jack jumps down and takes his axe. He chops the beanstalk. The beanstalk and the giant fall down with a loud crash. As soon as they fall to the ground, they disappear. Nobody sees the giant again. Jack and his mother cheer and hug each other. The giant can't harm them anymore. Jack and his mother buy their cow, Milky White, from the old man back. They give food and money to their friends and neighbors. They are very happy because they get all their money from the thief giant back. The hen lays a golden egg every day. People often come and listen to the golden harp. Everybody has got a lot of food and gold now. Jack and his mother live happily ever after in their village.